from Triple M Footy, Damien Barrett's with us.
Oh, looking forward to a big round of footy. These rounds get stretched out these days, Purple. We start Thursday, we go all the way through to Twilight Sunday, but we love every second of it. What can you tell us about the Essendon Footy Club?
Breaking news.
Carl Hooker is going to be missing on the weekend's game, Jim, because of a dislocated finger, which will rule him out of the Essendon game on the weekend. So that they're playing Sydney Swans tomorrow night.
Coming off arguably his best game of the year, too.
Yeah, and it might have been. And it's going to make it a bit difficult, obviously, for them to win that. So there was talk about this late last night. Couldn't get any wind of it. But now they are, missed the flight and out. And Jack Watts is in doubt.
Very doubtful.
We know that he's had a hamstring complaint from last week. They've got the game in Perth, and you'd think he might be a bit doubtful.
Along with Nate Jones.
I tell you what.
Nate Jones out as well.
They're starting to get a bit banged up, Melbourne.
Gawn coming back in, though. So there's a little balancing.
And Hogan, how long? You're saying still 3 or 4?
I would think 3 from now. Wow. Two at a minimum, I would think. He's out there training to a point, but the conditioning that he's lacked now for some time is still an issue.
I tell you what, last night on the footy show, Jimmy Boy, Damien only had a couple of stories. Both of them, I tell you, there's been follow-up.
Go on.
The AFLX on its way. This is the footies 2020, the big bash type of setup. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it, because Damien went with this last night.
Yeah, and what the AFL now wants to do with it, Jim, is to use the Saturday after round 23, the weekend now where they've shut the competition down, where the 8 finalists have the bye. They want to use the teams that don't make the finals to play this AFLX game. It's going to be up to the teams and up to the teams to provide good quality players to do so. It's a new form of the game played on a soccer pitch-sized surface. 7 players per side plus interchange. Very fast-moving, 10-minute quarters. All that can be debated before they actually lock it away. But short form of the game, basically.
How's that going to be married into... Because last year, that round, they had the All-Star Women's game and they also had the Legends game. Yep. Are they going to be moved?
Will retain. The Friday night will be the EJ Wittens game. Yep. There will be an All-Star game of some sorts of AFLW. I think they're yet to work out exactly how that will play out now. Now, given they've now got teams, these players who didn't have teams this time last year. So that'll still be in case on the Saturday night. But on the Saturday, leading up to Saturday evening, depending on how many teams agree to play, but they will be showcasing and launcing this event. Okay. And
so it's something to get in, like Everest. You said that last night. There's Hootson, that horse that we back, had to pay $200,000 to go into this big race up in Sydney, Jim. Mm. I think there's...
It's called the Everest.
Everest, it's called. But I think it's 10 horses or 12 horses.
Yeah, and eventually having prize money of about $2 million.
$2 million. So that's what it's going to be. You've got to pay to go into it.
Well, it's a consideration the AFL's given. Now, whether the clubs want to stump up an entry fee for it, but they will need to incentivise the reason to play for both the clubs and, I would say, more importantly, the actual players. They'll need to be paid separately outside of their current contracts. Mm, and look, I reckon they'll get through it. And they, just to back over it, they really see this as the Rugby Union Sevens sort of tournament, or Rugby League Sevens, and also the Cricket's Big Bash, shortening, fast-paced version of the game. And while it's in its infancy, clearly, and while there's a lot of naysayers right now, I actually can see it working over the journey as a different form.
Yeah, I guess my only question would be, let's say this one works really well, where would they then place it?
That's the issue, isn't it? Whether it becomes a part of the pre-season, whether it's just purely the international promotion of it, which it may well be. David Koch is on record saying this could be the way into China for Port Adelaide. So we're yet to see it. They trolled it twice over summer, but no one's actually seen vision of that. So it's all a watch this space, but they're absolutely committed to it. So just lock it away that it's going to happen in a form very
and
soon.
The other one,
and the other story last night was, of course, you went up to the Gold Coast and had a good chat to Michael Barlow, who's a wonderful man.
Yeah, and it was quite open, wasn't he, Bill, about the range of emotions that he felt. He felt he'd done it properly, Jim, again, for the second time, as we know. Yes. He's now, hopefully, now going to get back and even be ready for the start of the preseason for 2018. But the bit that I took out, Bill, was the hearing of the snap of the bone. It was awkward to listen to, and obviously awkward for him.
Jeez, he was stoic.
He was, wasn't he?
Stoic. Oh, unlike our man. He's wriggling around on the bloody stretcher. Ever since, I'll tell you what he has done, our man, and that is he has made a rod for every broken leg footballer who's followed in the AFL. Nate Brown, another one.
Yes, he did.
As soon as you asked Nate Brown, he said, as soon as I knew I'd broken my leg, the first thing I thought of was the footy show and the vision of Gary. And he said, so therefore I lay there and didn't move. And I bet Michael Barlow was exactly the same.
He was. He also did say, Michael Barlow, I don't think it made the cut, Bill, but he had a great benefit of the adrenaline stuff. stick that he was given.
And he was straight onto that.
He did say that. Yeah. He said that just at that point where I was about to go from almost feeling nothing to absolute 11 out of 10 pain, he said that's when I got the adrenaline
stick. And Gary's behaviour in hindsight was deplorable.
He probably didn't have the stick.
But, no. How is it we've managed to get, what is it now, 12 years of laughs out of someone breaking a leg?
Well,
Jim?
Bill, sorry, Domo, I got a Scottish bloke come up to me one day and said, if you laughed that hard at someone having a broken leg in Scotland, you'd get nutted.
Yeah, you would.
I see, we reckon it's hilarious. But he's a very good man, Michael Barlow, so we wish you well. The other one, Purple, and we did give you, because it's what we do here at Triple M, unlike other media outlets, we give accreditation where it's needed. You have been saying for a very, very long time that Jago O'Meara is more... has more issues with that knee than anyone is letting on. And again, some bad news for him during the week.
Yeah, confirmed by the Hawks that at the very best, he might get back and play a couple of games late in the season. And no matter what spin you want to place upon that, if that's the best result out of his first year of his new club under this new arrangement, it's a disaster given what they gave up for him. Now, please don't have anyone think of me that I'm directing this at Jago O'Meara. I feel sorry for Jago O'Meara, as anyone does, Jim, but... this is a decision this footy club made in October last year to bring him in at the expense of some great players at that footy club and even at a greater cost of giving up a draft pick to St Kilda effectively by way of other transactioning around this decision.
Okay, so they would argue, and Chief was here last night arguing this exact thing.
And Hodgie's the same. He argues this strongly.
Because of his age, there is blue sky attached to, even if he doesn't play much footy this year, his footy going forward.
Yeah, they would. And if I'm them, I'm saying the exact same thing. What I'm also saying is they don't know that to be the case. And all you can do is deal with what's in front of you. For the past 56 times that he could have played a game of footy, 44 of those times at the Gold Coast Suns, he has played four times. Two of those four times have resulted in injuries within the game itself. So they're just the facts in front of us. And it's a very unfortunate situation. And while, they're saying that it is a new problem, it is still on the old problem area. The patella.
Comments from Scott Pendlebury during the week about partying too hard after the premiership, and we've seen Mick Malthouse pretty strong in his reaction. How are you reading all of that?
Well, before we get the views on that, I'm keen to get your views on it too, Jim and Bill. Why don't we retrace it? Scott Pendlebury on his own podcast and Mick Malthouse's response on SEN.
You know, off the field, I think guys certainly enjoyed themselves for majority every sort of weekend that you could get out. Guys are going out, and it was... you know, celebrated the premiership, the 2010 premiership, for most of 2011 as well.
I don't say it's a cheap shot, but I'd be thinking that Luke Ball, Nick Maxwell, Darren Jolly, a lot of those players would be saying, what's he talking about? You know, you can't just bracket the club into a little bit that Scott thinks that he may have been part of. I just don't get that.
I don't get it either, Jim.
Well, there was a well-recognised party boy group within that team, wasn't there?
No, there was.
There was Swanee, and there was Jono, and there was Didak, and all
there
the
guys. There was Daisy, was part of that too.
Daisy and the Heater and all of those
Heater
boys.
Heater for sure. Yeah.
So when I heard Scott Pendlebury say that, I immediately thought he was referring to that group of boys.
He has to be.
And everyone in Melbourne knew because they enjoyed themselves.
But the reason I don't get it is just on what you look back, and I did go back over the ladder today. They had a scoreline of 20 wins and 2 losses
so
in the home.
It's not like it was a disaster the next year.
They lost to one team and one team only in the year. They had 3 losses, two in the home and away series, one by 3 points, one by 94 points, and one in the grand final to the one team.
Geelong.
Correct. They had a percentage, Jim, going into the finals of 168.
Yeah, so like they underachieved.
I don't think they had anything to worry about by whatever they were doing off the field affecting them on field. In the third quarter, they were in front in that grand final.
They were
at half-time, they were in front. Late in the third quarter,
they
were still in front.
But you know what I remember of that? One thing that does stand out. I reckon they picked 2 players that were injured or under injury. One was the ruckman.
Jolly.
Jolly wasn't fit. And the fullback who played on Tomahawk. And Tomahawk got off the leash there late in the game.
Right. Presty missed the year before.
Was it Reed or...
yeah, but that's not what Pendlebury's talking about.
But that's what I certainly remember of that 2011 grand final.
But going into... there was a 24-round season that year because of the 2 byes, but you only played the 22 games. Going into the last game, they played Geelong, and they had they'd lost one game going into the very last game.
Well, Purple, as I say, my memory of it was that those boys, that group of boys, enjoyed themselves, but they enjoyed themselves during the premiership year.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how they rolled. Right. So I don't. When I heard it, I thought, well, yeah, they were on record as having enjoyed themselves that lot, and they won a premiership doing it. So, you know, move on.
And the coach, I think, looked after him. They had a nice little relationship with the coach, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. He knew what was going on, and provided it didn't make headlines, they were allowed to do it. Basically,
they played great footy for him.
Yep.
Yeah, it might have been.
They had issues, didn't they, with Heath Shaw being suspended with the gambling side of it, wasn't it? And even Nick Maxwell got himself caught up in that. But again, that's not premiership hangover definition. So
anyway,
I found it strange. I mean, because there's no one more pure in footy than Scotty Pendlebury.
No, it's not like they missed the finals the next year. Mm. If they did that, then you could sort of link the two. But they actually, you're right. They had a bloody good year.
They then had the turmoil, as we know, of the coach and the coach being replaced, and they still made a preliminary final in Nathan Buckley's first year in 2012. So I don't get what he was saying, but he's, as always, entitled to say it, Jim.
That's it.
Hey, Paddy McCartan, we talked on a couple of guys before about way of availability for this rounds of matches. Obviously, teams, Bill, about 3 hours away from being announced.
Yeah.
Really keen to see the Saints team. I reckon he's a chance to miss again. And therefore play VFL. Now, I know Revold coming back in. Obviously, McCartan was out last week for injury reasons. The knee, as far as I can read it, is okay. So he's right to play as far as I know, Bill. I don't have any issue.
I think you're
as far
right
as,
there.
Okay. Well, there you go. So he's right to play. And I reckon there's
so he's not going to be playing in the seniors.
That's what I'm hearing or feeling.
Because they've got to work that out, don't they? They've got to work out Membry. They've got
Membry,
to work out
Bruce and Revold.
McCartan and Revold.
I ask everyone in this space, you know, pre-match on Triple M, what do you do? And the only solution they think
Revold up the ground.
Revold up the ground. But I don't think Alan Richardson wants to do that.
Right.
Again, I'm not trying to second guess him. Yeah. But I think he's made a decision that he's not going to play all four.
It certainly looks like that.
Yeah. As much as other people are saying you can if you push Revold up.
Hey, Purple, I loved hearing what Brad Scott said in his presser today. I couldn't agree with him anymore. I'm quoting him here when he says, it's obviously disappointing not to win the last two, but the most disappointing thing for me has been the way we've gone about it. Lacked a bit of the shinboner identity, lacked a bit of the way we'd gone about it early in the year. We're looking back to get back to that style and our ball movement and pressure. Couldn't agree with him anymore. I don't think North Melbourne fans are necessarily looking at the win-loss this year, but when you look at the lack of heat, especially in the last half against Richmond and then the whole game against St Kilda, that's what Scotty's talking about there. This is a club that is known for a ferocious attack on the footy, and when you don't see that, you got every right to be very disappointed, and clearly the coach was. So I liked hearing that. Let's see it on the weekend,
by the way. The issue, isn't it? Bulldogs on the weekend, and they've been under as much media scrutiny and public scrutiny as any club, haven't they, in the past fortnight, really? So it's not going to be the easiest of opponents.
No, but smash in and do it for the whole game and then look your mate in the eye afterwards and say, I left everything out of here. Yeah. That's what you want to see. And when you don't see
Billy Slater-like.
That's it. You got every right to be annoyed.
Mm. What else you got there, Damien?
Liam Jones, back for his third game, did a number on Johnny Patton, did a number on Tommy Lynch.
Yeah.
Jack Revold this week.
Jack will run him around.
We said that about Tom Lynch, didn't we?
Well, Tom didn't move. That was a hit on Liam Jones. That I think his beep test was 10. I'm probably wrong there.
Even you get 10.3.
Well, even I'd get 10.1. So, mate, that was a hit on him, but obviously he's improved his fitness. So run him around. We'll see how he goes.
We did say this time last week.
We did.
And he's then destroyed.
I love it. Good on him.
I love it too.
I can't believe I've never really seen him take overhead mark up forward.
Yeah, but can read it so well.
Goes 100 metres down the other end and taking these great grabs.
Jeremy Howe style of reading it.
Exactly. Good on him.
Ablett into his 300th, Bill. You were emotionally attached to this milestone?
No, of course not. But good on him. He's been an absolute star. We love him, the way he goes about it, and just a better bloke off the field, really. He hasn't put a foot wrong, has he, really?
No.
Off the field. Mm. Very, very good boy, and we'll see him in the blue and white hoops.
And our man Spud caused a few dramas during the week.
On,
he got up Damien Hardwick's nose a bit, and Dimmer then returned fire yesterday, and Spud's gone again today.
What did Spud say?
I think he handled it well. He said that the mental fragility of Richmond meant that, in his eyes, the coach of the year articles that written by both our man Duck and Lordo.
They copied each other.
That's what Duck reckons. could not be justifiable, and that's Spud's view. And he also said that because they keep losing close games, every team has a chance against them. And I think it's all very valid. Damien Hardwick bit back yesterday.
Right.
When asked, again, didn't volunteer, but when asked, and then Spud went again this morning. And
I see.
A little bit of a
tit for tat. We don't mind that. That happens in the media, mate.
That is exactly what happens.
Righto, leave us on something good.
Oh, well, everyone's a winner, aren't they, Bill, on the CBA? So all the players are happy
but
this week.
That is interesting.
Everyone's a winner.
That in some clubs, they haven't got the 20% pay rise.
It's only two.
Well, it's how clubs have decided to structure up their contracts. And even when you say 20%, it's absorbed by basically the rookies coming onto the senior list as of next year anyway.
So if I'm on 800, I don't get an extra 160.
Unless you've got a good manager, there's no guarantee of that. You
know? Hey, Purple Sunday, Richmond Carlton's looming.
Yeah.
That's a big game of footy. That
they're going to get 70,000 plus to that game, I reckon, Jim. And I'm looking forward to that
me too.
In a way that has me very intrigued because Carlton has got something about it at the moment.
Yep.
Liking it.
Carlton
really
and
liking
Melbourne.
It.
They've just got themselves rolling. And it's interesting when clubs do that.
Yep. And Melbourne going interstate to obviously play West Coast on Saturday night.
Last time they did, they went to Adelaide and touched up the Crows the Adelaide Oval, which almost never happens.
A couple of bad injuries.
Gone in, but unfortunately Watts probably out.
And Jones
as well. But Kennedy's not going to be right for the Eagles still. And we know what his absence does to that particular effort.
Sydney Essendon's a good one too.
Oh, nice. There's some nice games everywhere. I like this round. Collingwood Port I like too at the MCG. We're going to be doing that one.
And nine games back this weekend, Jim.
Yeah, which is
still
also
starts
nice.
On Thursday.
Yeah, exactly.
And three umpires.
Okay.
Back to three.
Yep.
Get out four. Out.
Had enough?
Yeah.
Nice to see you, Purple. Thanks for dropping by.
See you, boys.